A year ago, Ohio's COVID case numbers were soaring and hospitalizations were hitting record numbers every day. A few weeks later, the first vaccines arrived in Ohio. Now, COVID shots are available for anyone over five. In the last few weeks, deaths are still high. And even though case numbers were down, they're starting to tick back up again. So before the family gets together over turkey and pumpkin pie, Ohio Department of Health Director Dr. Bruce Vanderhoff says it's important to think about who is gathered around the table.
If we're going into a high-risk environment, perhaps one where there are going to be many unvaccinated people, and we're particularly at risk or maybe unvaccinated ourselves, I do think we need to ask, is that really the right thing to do?
Some Ohioans, like Jen Weber of Dublin, have already made it clear that in-person family gatherings are limited to those who are vaccinated.
None of our relatives are hesitant to get the vaccine. So everyone got vaccinated. And, you know, when everybody got vaccinated, we had a huge Father's Day bash at our house and we were all vaccinated. And it felt so good to just be able to gather and not worry.
But Beth Serta of Delaware is worried. She, her husband, and kids are fully vaccinated, but her 78-year-old mom isn't.
We're around people all the time, and I don't want to be the one that feels the guilt if mom ends up being sick. You know, I don't want to have to carry that.
For the Seifert family near Canal Winchester, this Thanksgiving will mark a difficult day. It was the day in 2020 when Ann's husband, David, was hospitalized with COVID. He passed away on December 17th.
My husband died before he could get the vaccine. We can't let this happen to our family again. And everybody has a right to their own opinions, but it makes me extremely sad when people choose not to get the vaccination. I've known a lot of friends that chose not to. Three of them are now deceased.
Patty Houston Holm of Canal Winchester is vaccinated, but she's not getting together with human family and friends.
Well, you know, Joe, I lost my mom earlier this year, so holidays are a bit tough. So that said, Thanksgiving this year, 2021, is going to be stress-free. No drama, no virus, no criticism about what my husband and I have or don't have on the table to eat, because we are, our only guests are two amazing dogs for two families, so they can travel and be with their family members.
Medical professionals say this holiday season is about managing risk because no gathering will be 100% safe. Vanderhoff says families who do get together should open windows if possible and wear masks. And anyone who is sneezing or coughing should stay away. Joe Ingles at the Ohio Public Radio Statehouse News Bureau.